This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Ukraine Armed Forces says counter-attacking troops have achieved success along three stretches of the front line in the country's south and east. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
According to Oleksandr Shtupin, Ukrainian forces have moved further south of the town of Orykiv in the Zaporizhia region, in the direction of the village of Robotyne, as well as other locations on the boundary between Zaporizhia and the Donetsk province further east. Ukrainian troops advanced also in some areas around Volodovyr in Donetsk, the site of one of the main tank battles in the war. Shtupin adds Russian forces have launched more than 60 airstrikes and also made more than 80 attacks from multiple launch rocket systems on the positions of Ukrainian troops and settlements. He added, unfortunately, there are dead and wounded among the civilian population. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At least two explosions rocked Kyiv on Friday as African leaders arrived on a mission of peace. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
The delegation, including leaders from South Africa, Senegal and Zambia, hopes to mediate between Russia and Ukraine. But their welcome to the Ukrainian capital was amid smoke and sirens. South Africa's presidency tweeted that the mission was proceeding well and as planned. The African leaders began their trip by visiting Bucha. It is the town outside Kyiv, where Ukraine says Russian occupiers carried out executions, rapes, and torture. International investigators are collecting evidence of possible war crimes. Russia denies the allegations.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. An American man was found guilty on Friday of massacring 11 Jewish worshippers 5 years ago in the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history, according to local media reports. This is V.